within a few feet of him. Rayford moved until he was among a small crowd just outside the circle of mechanics, trying to ready several vehicles for some purpose he did not yet understand.
"All systems are functional," Carpathia said.
"Yes, Potentate. The jeep is operational."
"Turn on the lights,"
the mechanic did.
"You can hear the drain on the electrical system, so juice is flowing, Excellency, but as you can see..."
"As we can all see or not," Carpathia said. "No lights. Well, if I must, I will walk ahead of the convoy until we pass through the darkness on the way to Al-Hilah. I do not care how long it takes." What kind of a strategy was this?
The brass will meet in Carpathia's office, and then he will lead them to Al-Hilah. For what? And what about the thousands remaining in New Babylon? Wouldn't they want to follow to find relief?
"What's in Al-Hilah?" Rayford said. "Who is asking?" Carpathia said. "And why do you not address me with a title of honor?"
Nikolai was looking in Rayford's direction, but it was obvious he could see no further than anyone else within range of his hellish aura. As Nikolai moved forward, Rayford moved back and to his left, then circled around behind Carpathia.
"Yeah," Rayford said in a slightly different tone. "What is in Al-Hilah, O Great One?"
Nikolai whirled around and Rayford slipped away again.
"I was speaking to the original questioner. Who is asking?"
"Perhaps he fled in fear," Rayford said with a gravelly voice. "Excellency."
This could be fun. Chloe had known the long passageway to the vehicle bay to be cold and damp most of the time, and perhaps it was now. But in her get-up and in her state of mind, moving quickly up the incline past the vehicles and toward where the doors opened to ground level, she had grown uncomfortably warm. She removed her gloves and ski mask, chiding herself for having them on before she needed them anyway. Chloe lowered the zipper on the sweatshirt, then squatted to cool down and catch her breath with her back against the dirt wall between the bay door and the service door. Being that close to the surface and the outside gave Chloe a delicious feeling of freedom. Less than a year to real freedom. Her knees soon burned, so she slid to the earthen floor and straightened her legs. Setting her weapon aside, she reached for the toes of her boots, alternately stretching her right and left sides. Despite her many serious injuries, she...